Amen. I see you're finally here. Took you long enough. Well, first off, you should be addressing me as ma'am. I am your boss after all, and I shouldn't think you should be addressing me as anything lower than that. Understand? You look a bit tense there. Do you have any idea why I called you here then? You don't know why I called you here, I see. Are you sure you really don't know why I called you here? Let's see. You were reported late 4 times last week, and you handed in the wrong files last week as well, causing one of our co-workers to work overtime. You had things come up. I see. Then how come you didn't come directly to me about it and at least tell me? You thought I was busy. I guess I do give off that kind of vibe, huh? Well, I asked you to come here about your mistakes from last week, and I'm sure how you're aware of how our company works. We don't tolerate many mishaps, and especially in this line of work. Am I going to fire you? No, of course not. God, you are so amusing. No wonder why I'm so infatuated with you. Then what am I gonna do? Oh, I wonder. There are so many things I could do to you. To an amusing and cute little employee like you. I could punish you in more ways than one. Would you like that? I'm being a little unprofessional here. Really? Why don't you explain your interactions with some of your co-workers, huh? Why do I care? Well, that's because you're mine, my songbird. Let me tell you something, songbird. I've had a good eye on you ever since you stepped into this building. I've been keeping tabs on you. All the little gifts I left were for me. I hoped you liked them, songbird. I mean, you did seem to enjoy them anyway. I'm scaring you? Why? Isn't this what you wanted? Your diary said so. You know, the one you keep in the left drawer of your desk in your office. It's quite cute and amusing. You wanted this, songbird, for someone to dominate and punish you. And what perfect person to do that is me, and me only. Dear songbird, you look quite confused. Is there a problem? Did I say I was gonna punish you? I did. Want me to repeat it, Songbird? I can repeat it for you loud and clear, or up and personal. Gosh, the face you're pulling sure is adorable and amusing. I'm being evil? Really? How so? Because I went to your diary and read how you want someone to dominate you and punish you? Come on, Songbird. I need you to speak louder than that, or else. Now, since you're obviously not complaining, let's start your punishment, Songbird. But what? Come on, say it. I'm waiting. What if co-workers find out? Well, it is my office, Songbird. You think any of the co-workers could hear? I told them all to go home early today. You're the only one here with me. Now, get on your knees, Songbird. I said get on your knees. Now that's a good little pet. I'm sorry, what was that? Did you ask me to be gentle? Oh, little songbird, my little songbird. If you think I'm gonna be gentle, you are sorely mistaken. You're gonna have to beg me for that. Now, speaking of... Oh my, look at this lovely sight. Isn't it pretty? I wonder how you'll taste when I eat you out while you moan and scream my name. Now, let me just... grind on you like the little slut you are. Slow down. You're not in that position to tell me to slow down. Instead, why don't I speed things up, No? Well, that's too bad, sweet songbird of mine. I'm not in the mood to be so gentle with you. Besides, you're mine now and you belong to me. And when things that belong to me don't behave, they need to be punished. You don't belong to me. Are you sure you don't belong to me? Are you sure? Because from what I'm seeing, you shiver and moan from my touch when I grind on you. That's because... what, Songbird? Come on, use your words. What, did the cat get your tongue? Oh, Songbird, I know. I'm well aware of what I'm doing to you. But it's not like you're saying no. Like I said, I read every single detail in that diary of yours. It even had my name written all over it, did it not? Gosh, the face you're making sure makes you look so adorable, yet so pathetic at the same time. You really are bad at hiding how much you enjoy this, Songbird. Now, Songbird, let's get back to where we were, shall we? Oh, I grind on you. You better not pick up that phone, Songbird. If you do, I'll make sure you won't be able to walk straight tomorrow morning. Good. Now that's a good little songbird. Now let's continue where we left off before we were rudely interrupted by your phone.